Sunshine and 67.
And the lights are back on here at the Lorain County History Center. There was enough movement before when we had the mayor and Jim Vandermark here. We kind of were talking. We didn't move. And then the building thought no one was here. So
they encouraged us to belly dance, and we refused.
Right. So, and now everybody started to come in this morning as we are continuing our Celebrate Elyria on WEOL, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. And this segment is sponsored by Smitty's Place. Elyria's family tradition since 1934. Visit Smitty's Place across from the Elyria Post Office. And with the Elyria City Schools, Amy Higgins, you've been to Smitty's Place on occasion.
Oh, of course. Right? Who hasn't?
Absolutely. Great place to go get some great food. And now, who did you bring with you today?
This is my right hand. This is Adrian Scheitower. Adrian is my administrative assistant at Elyria Schools, and her children attend Elyria Schools. She's a Elyria resident and just really the person that handles all the nitty-gritty in our office. And as you see, she brought you gifts, so I'm assuming
right.
You'll want me to bring her every time.
Sure. Well, it has some food involved with it from Jenny's Popcorn. Adrian, what's it like working with Amy there? I mean, it must be a lot of fun.
It is. It is different every day that we are there. So it's new and fun and a little bit crazy sometimes, but it's great.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of different things that you're responsible for, right?
Yes, we wear a lot of hats in our office, and you know, you name it, we're probably involved. Obviously, the main role of our department is to get the good news of the district out into the world, but that comes in many forms, and we do that in many ways through print, radio, TV. We just have all kinds of things. You know, anymore, you have to be in charge of making your news. You know, we rely on you guys and of course, earned media and things like that. But you have to be in charge of telling your story. And so we run a newspaper that we produce in-house for the city of Elyria. We do a podcast. We have a YouTube channel, so we're constantly doing TV programs. We have a education channel on Spectrum. And then, of course, we do our regular things like press releases and board meetings and all those other ways that we get the news out into the world.
You have like a cast of thousands, whatever school you go into, all the classrooms and the teachers and the
yes.
kids, and they're all willing to tell you their story and all the new things that they're doing. It's like, what did you learn today? That could be an entire event.
It is so true. And, you know, when we first started PD Podcast a couple years ago, we talked about that. On your show, we talked about who are your guests, and I said they never run out. I mean, our guests are our current students, our current staff, our alumni, our partners. I mean, it's just endless, and it does make it a lot of fun.
What do you have coming up, PD Podcast-wise?
Oh, PD Podcast. We just interviewed a couple weeks ago. We interviewed Chief Pelko from Elyria Police Department. That was a nice interview. We had to reschedule that multiple times, but we wanted to touch base with him and see how it's going with his new position as chief. Of course, we work with Elyria Police on a regular basis with our school resource officers, so we're very close with them. And coming up, we have an interview scheduled with one of our alums. Her name is Amelia Hale. She is a student now. She graduated last year, but she's a student now, just finished her first year at Miami, and she's a power lifter there. And so we wanted to hear from her about how she got into that and what that's like. And so we try to catch up with our college students when they come home, see what they've been up to, especially some of the ones that we might have already had on the show, you know, when they were graduating and going off to really impressive things. We've had some students on who went on to West Point, on to various colleges or universities with really interesting degree paths. And so, but yeah, we never run out of topics, that's for sure.
You look at something like that and you see that's a way you can kind of show a spotlight into the community of what the school can produce, in a sense. What about the kids that are there to see, wow, look what somebody became who followed me, sat in the same chair as I sat in, went through sort of the same buildings, even though it seems buildings keep popping up all over the district. But that's kind of part of that, too, I would assume. Right?
Yes, yes. We love to hear about folks who've gone through our school system and are now doing amazing things out in the world. And so we try to catch up with them when possible. I think on our show in the past, we had, well, actually, she was one of your guests as well, because she went through the Scholastic Games program.
Oh, yeah, your Jeopardy contestant.
Yeah, Nicole Kosdren, I believe that her name was, and she was on Jeopardy. And so sometimes we, you know, we'll get these random nuggets thrown to us where they'll say, oh, did you know so-and-so graduated in, you know, whatever year, and they're doing this now. So we try to touch base. And we have our current students on a lot, too, and they're a lot of fun. You know, they all want to be on the show until you put the microphone in front of them.
Welcome to my world. I know what you're exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, it's the same, though. They're usually our YouTube stars, to be honest, though. We're in the schools every day with our camera, seeing what they're up to, and they all want to be on YouTube. They're our biggest subscribers. Our whole YouTube channel is our student body. They love the shows, and they absolutely love to be on it. And again, until you put the microphone in their face, and then they freeze up.
I'm guessing years ago, though, when you first got into this field, none of this was there. This is all new, isn't it?
You were press releases, right?
Right.
Yeah, it was. And you really relied on news agencies that you weren't, you know, you weren't an employee there. You weren't a part of. So, you know, we would send you guys news releases, as we still do. And then, you know, we would kind of knock on your door and ask, can we come on your show? Or, you know, or you would call us and say, you know, come on, you've got this great thing going on. But, you know, you'd put it out on the website, maybe. That was kind of all you had. But now with social media, and you're almost, you know, even if, say what you will about social media, but the power is unquestionable, good and bad. But for the good, you know, you can reach a lot of people and really create some amazing stories that you can tell yourself very quickly with tools that are right at your hand.
But then you need help, right? That's why Adrian.
Oh my gosh,
I'm behind the scenes. Like that's my job. That's where I enjoy it.
Adrian really is. She really is. She doesn't give herself any credit, but she does all the scheduling. She does all the she puts all the programming up for us on YouTube, on Spectrum TV. She does many of the social media posts. Anything that we have to manage in our office, she makes sure that it happens. Our budget, all the nitty-gritty, of course, that nobody likes to deal with. Adrian does all that. So, I couldn't do it without her.
On a larger district here, what type of construction projects are going on, or buildings, or where are we at in any of the process of some of them?
Construction? Did we build something?
Yes, every neighborhood.
Did. Yeah, every neighborhood. Yes, our new schools. They are just, they've popped up all throughout the city. We have 5 new schools finally completely open and underway. We have Hamilton Elementary is a preschool through grade 4 over on Middle Avenue. Ely Elementary is a kindergarten through grade 4 on Ohio Street. And then we have our 3 campuses, new campuses, Westwood, Eastern Heights, and Northwood. And they are K-8 facilities and pretty much in their same locations except for Northwood, which moved to the old soccer field on North Abbey. And then we're in the midst of the final kind of leg of our trip here. We're finishing a renovation at the old Westwood Middle School, which is where the administration center will move this summer, actually. We're in the process of that now. And renovating the old Crestwood Elementary building, which is where the early education center, the preschool, will move this summer as well. And then the old Elyria West building will be vacant. And, you know, the future of that is still up in the air, but that's property that the board owns, and they'll have to make decisions on that.
All right. We appreciate you both coming in and the fine gifts. We avoided start eating our food here as well. We knew not to eat. That's one of the things you can't eat.
We should eat popcorn on the radio. That would like be that. Fun.
Sure. There's a moment where that will all come to a screeching halt not do too well. But if we want something more to eat, we should probably head over to Smitty's. Smitty's Place in Elyria, the folks who are bringing our segment together from Celebrate Elyria. Elyria family tradition since 1934. Visit Smitty's Place across from the Elyria Post Office. Adrian and Amy, thanks. Almost forgot. Thanks for coming and for stopping
she's
by.
The important
oh,
one.
That's right. I know.
That's why I wear a name tag, not for you, for him.
Yeah.
I have one on that's in case good. You missed it.
By the way, she's the one that I correspond with now in the emails. You
she
kind of,
is.
She's the. We send it to you, and all of a sudden she responds back. Yeah. Okay, we got another layer of wall of protection.
That's
back.
A good thing because she's right on top of it always, and I may be lagging. So
you're a little bit busier than me. I'm usually settled at the desk. You're out and about.
It's good to see you and meet you now, finally.
Nice to meet you.
Corresponding through email. We've got more coming up from the Lorain County History Center as we celebrate Elyria here on WEOL.